You got your Bible, just turn with me to Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So today I'm going to be speaking about hell. It's a message that needs to be spoken about, and it's a hard one, but something we all need to hear about. So, going back to verses 19 through 21, it says, There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. The rich man lived a life full of worldly pleasures which blinded him from the need to put his trust in the Lord. Matthew 26 says, And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. It's not impossible for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God, but worldly pleasures and riches in this world can blind you greatly from the need to turn to God, because if you feel like your life is going great and there's nothing that could possibly go wrong or no need for anybody to pull you out of a bad situation, it can blind you from the need to put your trust in the Lord. And moving on to verses 22 through 24, it reads, And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Revelations 21:8 states, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Every sinner deserves hell, but we don't have to go to hell because the Lord Jesus Christ paid for our sins on the cross of Calvary and proved it by coming back from the dead 3 days after he died. So moving back to the rich man and Lazarus, even though Lazarus lived a very poor life and what we would consider just torture here on earth, he put his trust in God, and after he died, he woke up in paradise, which the Bible calls Abraham's paradise, Abraham's bosom, which is where the people that trusted in God went before Jesus paid for their sins. They went to paradise because they weren't allowed into heaven until their sins were paid for. And on the other hand, the rich man, who was blinded by his riches and felt no need to believe in God or believe in hell or heaven or anything, woke up in hell and was tormented so bad that he asked Abraham to send over Lazarus and to just let him dip the tip of his finger in water and cool his tongue with it. Imagine the amount of torment if he just wanted him to dip his finger in water and cool his tongue with that. Just imagine. Psalms 145:20 says, "The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy." If you die without trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and repenting of your sins, having a change of mind of your sins, you will go to hell, and it is permanent. Oh, I take that back. You will go to hell, and then you will eventually go to the great white throne of judgment, where he will judge you, and then you will be cast into the lake of fire for eternity and never get out. It is not something to be taken lightly. Moving on to verses 25 through 26. But Abraham says, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." If you are living, I'm going to repeat myself, but if you are living a life that is easy, the devil can use that to just leave you alone. Because if you are living a life that's easy and you are straying away from God and never see the need to turn to God, the devil will most likely leave you alone, and because he doesn't want to give you a reason to put your trust in the Lord and to turn to God for help. Matthew 4:8-9 says, "Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." This is a passage from when Satan was tempting Jesus during his 40 days of fasting in the wilderness. And it goes, and it's showing that Satan has the power to give people things of this world and the pleasures of this world and all things of this world to blind them and turn them away from God. And in the rich man's case, that was money. It blinded him from the need to turn to God. Verses 27 through 31 read, "Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went into them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." The rich man thought that if he could get Lazarus to come back from the dead and go to his brothers, that Lazarus coming back from the dead could convince them to not come to hell. But Abraham clearly told him that if they will not hear Moses and the prophets, then they will not hear Lazarus coming back from the dead either. Because we just have a sinful nature. If we want to be rebellious against God, we have a free will to do so, but you end up in hell if you do. Moving on to the second part of that is Matthew 4:19 says, "And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And Mark 16:15 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." It is our duty as Christians to spread the word of God, to spread the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ to everybody we come in contact with. Because you never know when God's putting somebody in front of you to spread the word, to tell them about the good news. You don't want to get up to heaven one day and see somebody that God put in front of you on the other side of the great white throne of judgment and have to think to themselves, or maybe they'll even say to you, "Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me about the good news? Why didn't you tell me that Jesus paid for my sins and this is how the world would end and this is where I would end up? I think you'd much rather want to get up to heaven one day and run into somebody that you did talk to about it and then tell you, oh, I'm here. I heard about Jesus because you told me about him, because you spread the good news. So just make sure that you spread the word whenever you can. All right, let's close in prayer. Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for the message, Lord, and I pray that if anybody here hasn't put their trust in Lord Jesus Christ, for them to do so, Lord. And I pray that everybody here today will leave here with the conviction to go and spread the gospel to everybody they come in contact with, whether that be at school or work or anywhere, Lord. And I just pray that everybody has a good and safe rest of the day and safe travel mercies back home, Lord. And I thank you for the food downstairs, and I pray that the games go good and the kids have fun, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.